There is a saying by Rumi, the poet Rumi, that says, what you seek is seeking you. What you seek is seeking you. So a question may arise, how can we let ourselves be found? How can we make ourselves be, if you will, accident prone to be found by our true nature? It is truly as if there are two lovers looking for each other, wanting to find each other. Truth, lovers of truth, wanting to find the truth, wanting to come closer and closer until ultimately they find they are one and the same. There's only one truth, and that is you. And what we are learning to do here is, how can we align ourselves in our inquiries to find that truth, to find our deepest nature, and to be found? Because we cannot do a whole lot, actually. Maybe we think we can do a whole lot, but we can align ourselves so that our journey optimizes, our process optimizes in its unfoldment. And we have seen that for us, the first step in that process is the flame that brought us here, the flame in our souls. That's longing, that is longing to come closer to the truth. And the flame can be small flame, can be a burning fire, that depends. But the more that we are aligning with the truth of our process, learning what that means, the more we can become accident prone to being found. So the flame in our souls is what keeps our fire burning, our fire that fuels our journey, our love of the truth. If we are not interested in the truth, we won't get very far. We will probably loop in very well-known territory, around and around. If you are interested in finding out what's beyond what we already know, we need to listen to our heart. A heart that has that truth compass, that is like a magnet being pulled to the true north. And it knows when it's slightly off, when it's coming closer. Our hearts are very sensitive organs. that we can learn to trust that it knows, our hearts know, not so much our minds. Our minds have a very particular kind of knowledge, but our hearts have a deep felt knowledge. It knows by being, by coming closer, by feeling what's true, experiencing what's true. And we also have seen that truth is a very subjective. It's very subjective. And what's true now may not be true tomorrow. Truth changes. It's not static. There is not one truth. But as we follow and are being guided, let ourselves be guided by our truth compass, we may come closer to the truth of our immediate experience in every moment. And that will align us with the possibility that every moment can open up in a fresh way, in a new way, in something new. The truth that's fresh and new can be only found in the now, never in the past. The truth of the past is very relative to what's here now for you, in your experience. So as we let ourselves be guided by our truth compass, that senses, that feels, that's sensitive to whether we come closer to our experience or more distant, if we let ourselves guide it and be truthful. No, this is not quite it. I thought I felt very lonely today, but actually now I sense into myself. I feel there's something here. I feel actually there's a sense of trust here. I feel not so alone. So we may have all these beliefs and assumptions about ourselves, about how we take ourselves to be. So what we need as we align deeper to our truth, our deepest truth, is our curiosity. Our curiosity will bring our journey deeper. Questions, not what we know, but questions. Is this true in this moment? Or do I assume it's true? Is this how I know myself? I'm always depressed. I must be depressed this morning. Is it true? And also, I'm angry, but what does that anger actually feel like? Instead of, oh, that's because of that and that happened. Yeah, that's true. That may have happened for you. But if we end our curiosity, our quest there, there's not much new to it. Yesterday you were angry about this, today you are angry about that. You're still angry. So curiosity means you have the ability, there's the question to open up. What does that anger actually feel like? Or the despair? Or the aloneness or the confusion? Is it really so bad as I think it is, as I believe it is? Or can I actually be with it as I'm being in my arms and my legs, learning to be present to my immediate experience? So as we let ourselves be curious, these questions may arise from our heart. Curiosity is a quality of being that resides in our hearts. Our hearts want to know the truth. Our hearts want to come closer to ourselves. So these questions may arise from our heart, and in that way they are engaged questions. They're not dry questions, school questions, but engaged. You want to engage with yourself in this process of getting to know yourself, coming closer. It's really like a love affair, where two lovers want to come closer. When you are in love with somebody, you want to find out everything about that person. Have you noticed? What did you eat last night? What movies do you like? Where do you buy your groceries? What books are your favorite books? You want to get to know them, and you ask them, and these questions are a way to come closer to the one you love. How do you feel? What do you feel now? What are you thinking? All these questions we have when we are in love. And now this lover is you. You want to know you. You want to come closer to you. You ask these questions because you want to really know. You want to find out things that you didn't know so far about yourself. Because this moment is ever new, ever fresh. And the more you are in the moment, there is an immediacy to your experience. And that immediacy is fresh, is exciting, is new. We couldn't have known it before. So these questions, our curiosity, brings us deeper in our process, beyond the territory that we know already. And we have seen this week that being in our present experience, in the now, being immediately present to what we experience, makes it possible to be with it. The more we are present, the more we invite presence. We cannot make presence happen. We can be accident prone by being present to ourselves, being in the now, being in this moment, in my experience, whatever it is. Can be boredom, can be confusion, not knowing, can be joy, happiness. How is it to stay present while you're happy? Maybe you start to find out that there is a whole world there of bubbliness and a sense of champagne bubbling up in the happiness. So for us, everything, every experience is interesting. And that means that in our inquiries, it's very important that we don't reject any experience. To start to trust that whatever is happening for you this moment is what is supposed to happen. There are no wrong feelings, no good feelings, no bad feelings, no right feelings. There's just a feeling that you have in this moment, whatever it is, even deficiency or emptiness. Because if we align ourselves with what is presenting itself to us, that is the door that opens up to something that can unfold. So we don't have to push ourselves to be in a different place. True nature has an amazing intelligence, really, to present for each of us exactly what you are supposed to experience. That's its amazing intelligence. But often we think we know where we should be, what's better. And in that way, we are in our own way. We are obstructing our process. We're trying to be somewhere, efforting. And that really is the realm of our ego self. Our doing, our trying, pushing, our efforting. So if we want to open the door to our being, to our true nature, to find us, what we can do is align ourselves with what's here. And be curious. And love the truth means, as we have seen this week, it includes pain, difficulties. It's not just happy feelings. But if we are really lovers of truth, we have an attitude of this too is happening. Pain too. Pain also. So by being in the moment, being present to our experience in the now, trusting that what needs to happen, what needs to unfold is happening right now in your consciousness, is a way to find more, to find true nature, and for true nature to be invited, to reveal itself to you. So we need to be open. We need to have an open mind, open to what we don't know yet, open to our beliefs, our assumptions, our ideas, open to our resistances, our frustration, open and open up these beliefs, wanting to know the truth about them. These beliefs hold all the images that we have of ourselves, being small, being limited. I believe I can open only so far, otherwise I will be terrified. Well, is that really true? Or is that an idea I have of myself in my mind? I'm not supposed to open my heart. I will be hurt. Well, is that true? Or was that something that happened in our history? Is it still true? So all these ideas and beliefs and assumptions that we hold of ourselves keep us in the box. The box that is solidified by what we have seen is our inner critic, the one that judges us, that evaluates us, and that mainly keeps us in a very familiar place. So to see the inner critic, as we have done this week, to see more about it, helps to give ourselves more space. We feel more freed. We reclaim our juice, our aliveness. Because the inner critic is really an obstruction in the openness that we are. Openness is a quality of our true nature, and we are that. So we need to have the openness to look what's in the way, including our inner critic. And it can be very subtle, but we can feel it sometimes. We can sense it. We can feel like dimmed, or our juice is gone, or suddenly we feel weak. That's often an indication, as we have seen. So in other words, what we need is to be open and have a radical allowance of what is here for us. A willingness to be curious in an engaged way because we love the truth. We want to come closer to the truth. That means we want to come closer to ourselves. That's all it means. Or everything it means, depending on how you look at it. So in our inquiries, we learn to apply these qualities of our nature. The love of the truth, curiosity, openness, presence, to be present in our immediate experience. So it can open up. It can show us things that we didn't know yet. And then our questions will help us again. So it's a play. It's a kind of a dance, really. And we learn more and more to dance this dance. Or, as a surfer would say, to surf the surf, to ride the waves. To feel while where we lose our balance and tend to go off. And to apply our truth compass. To feel, no, it's this direction. This is the guidance. And as we apply ourselves in this engaged way in our inquiries, we will find that being present is our true protector, is what supports us, what guides us, what protects us, much more than whatever ego structure or inner critic could ever do for us. It's really presence that helps us to be with every experience, difficult experiences. So we are going to do an inquiry and our inquiry is again an open-ended inquiry, like what you did last night. Open-ended meaning we don't bring a subject. And before you start to inquire, so this is in threes, before you start to inquire, I'd like you to take a minute to sense yourself. To take a breath in your belly. Before you start, really see, sense, what's my general atmosphere in this moment? What's here? And then you start your inquiry, and it's up to you what will happen and what will, where you want to go with your inquiry. But you can also see what wants to happen from the inside. If I don't plan, what's here? What wants to unfold here for me? So you can also be very much in the moment, in other words, instead of going to a subject. But you feel free about that. Whatever, maybe there's something really burning for you, that's fine. You can look into that. And let yourself be as present as possible, curious. See as you start your inquiry if there is some kind of a pusher around, some kind of an inner critic right from the start. Oh, I have to do a good job. Could be. Be aware of that one. Yeah. Sometimes, right. Exactly. So it's really good to catch it right at the start of your inquiry. It's happening here right now. Maybe it will show up in the middle of your inquiry. Oh my goodness, what will they think of me? And you project your superego, your inner critic out. Be aware of that. And notice that we can question that. Maybe it's not true what we fear. What if I assume that it's safe to be vulnerable? It's not scary. So we will do this inquiry for 15 minutes each. And then at the end we will have 5 minutes of reflection time. And in the reflection time, let yourself be curious again. So have questions again. How did I apply those qualities of the love for the truth? Being present, curiosity, openness and allowance. How was I in my inquiry? Where did the inner critic come up? Maybe, maybe not. And where was I curious? And maybe where wasn't I so curious? So in the reflection time, it's time to have a reflection on these elements, these qualities of our true nature that basically are there to support us in our love for the truth. So all of that will take an hour. So we'll be back here by 12:15. Yeah, you have a question? Yeah. No, they can actually engage. Good question. They can engage what they saw. And again, be aware of any critic coming out from you as a witness. Sensitive. We are all opening up. So be sensitive. So good way, again, in this reflection time by the witnesses is asking questions. What were you aware of? What happened then? Were you still curious then? Or were you assuming something, believing? Yeah? Clear? Another question? We have 15 minutes each, and altogether it's an hour. We'll be here back here by 12:15. So it's an hour plus 5 minutes. Three.